joke?
I have support center info and Earthlink master tech numbers. And I don't need that.
Give me a joke.
All right, I'll do it without a joke. There we go. All right, here we go. Test show in 3, 2, 1.
This is the Schnauzer Logic Radio Company.
And this is Schnauzer Logic. It's a test program, and it's being recorded on Friday. It is 6th of November, 2009.
Groundbreaking, critically acclaimed, smash hits, HBO original series. And now, the HBO original series.
Schnauzer Logic.
Duck walks into a bar and says to the bartender, "I'd like a drink." And the bartender says to the duck, "How do you expect to pay for that?" And the duck says, "Put it on my bill."
Clinton, liberals, dittos.
I'm Dr. Mora, and I'm my poodle's mother.
Today on All Things Considered to Death, Moss.
Yeah, baby, show me your...
Son of Easter, my friends. Son of Easter, and welcome. You have managed to tune in, latch on, and otherwise download that stream of bits known around the world, far and wide. From long ago, ancient times, back before Obama was president, as Schnauzer Logic. Yes, this is Schnauzer Logic, our very special test episode being recorded on Friday. It is the 6th of November, 2009. And my name is Robin Goldstein, still. I'm your host, I'm your buddy, I'm your pal, still. I'm also still a straight white Buddhist vegetarian lesbian fraternity boy trapped in the body of a recovering transsexual woman patent attorney with a bizarre sense of humor and a master's degree in city planning. And I am still thrilled and still delighted to welcome each and every one of you to this test recording of the show. In fact, I may actually put it up online and put it out on the thing to see whether the iTunes Music Store is still taking submissions. So you may be one of the few people that are actually able to hear this program. Because I'm guessing what's going to happen is I'm going to finish this recording to make sure that it works and go through the whole pre-flight process of then editing and compressing, etc., etc., etc. And then I'm going to throw up on the iTunes Music Store. I'm going to throw it up on the iTunes Music Store. The important word there being on, as opposed to leaving it out, in which case what I was describing was a different kind of verbal action. And then we'll take it from there. There you go. So it's a Friday. Live time here in the studio. It's about 11:13 in the morning. And I'm here by myself. So there is no one in the studio with me today. But I think that even just sitting here for the past few minutes, I'm noticing that I'm back in the swing of things again. I got the headphones on. I got the microphone on. I put new rubber bands around the thing that holds the microphone and the other thing that holds the microphone to the boom that locks onto the table. That's all you need. You need rubber bands. That's what makes this show run. Rubber bands. The reason we haven't done a program in 18, 19... Jesus, it's been a long fucking time, hasn't it? We haven't done a show, and by we, I mean, again, the royal me, haven't done a show. I think it was April of 2008. That sounds about right, I think. And that was a show that we did with Lisa Parade. And that was a show that no one else was able to come into. And so we kind of cobbled that together from various bits of audio that we had stolen from the gypsies and duct tape. And it was a fine little show, but we did not have any of our usual stuff. And then I planned on doing a show last Christmas. In fact, I even put together, I have here, and I'll probably use them for today's little test gig, some presets, some Christmas presets. These were songs that were, you know, 2008 big Christmas time pop kind of musical things. And then for reasons that are unclear, so, but let's see, so April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, so a year, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 months without a Schnauzer Logic, and you're listening to this now? What the fuck is wrong with all of us? Anyhow, I don't know, so far, I'm not sweating profusely, there is no blood dripping from my ears, and, so only minimal tumor activity. So I think we should be good to go and see what happens. All right, let's try all these other buttons and see how this works. Mr. Kibadada, are you still there after 19 months? Oh, yes. Michael.
Stroke or unload.
And Dick Cheney. Harry Whittington. Whitney. Kenneth.
Oh, man,
oh, Kenneth, you paused and frightened me. Let's try it one more time. Oh, Whitney. Kenneth.
Home network.
Thank you. Andrew Samuel L.
Right.
And Allie Waller. Jerry Seinfeld.
Stop laughing. It's not fun.
And this guy.
America's chickens. Coming home.
And of course, this guy.
Nonsense babber.
And this guy.
When is a good fairy going to take off my penis?
And this guy.
It's none of your business.
And of course.
I'm Brian Cox.
There you go. Well, that. All right, that's good. Now, what I've just realized, of course, is that I do not have the music that I need for moving into the first break. So let's see. We can play this here to kind of keep things going in the interim. All right, while I go look for my break music.
No.
Okay, here we go.
No.
Comedy
no.
Gold, Jerry. It's comedy gold.
Ah, oh, that's shit. Oh, hey.
All right. Yeah, whatever. Something like that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we got all that going on, and that ought to be fine and dandy, and yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. This feels like something. And here's the thing. And maybe if I get this out now, then I will be less inclined to do it when we actually do the real show. So, here's the deal. The last 19 months have been, for me, unfortunately, a kind of slow and maddening descent into medical hell. I think I've posted little bits and pieces along the way on the blog, www.schnauzerlogic.com. But I have not been well and remain, unfortunately, undiagnosed as of today. So I am operating under this deficit of low-grade fevers, constant low-grade fevers, reoccurring night sweats, a general kind of physical malaise, and then something going on inside my head. Likely related to the multiple brain surgeries that I've had, but possibly not. The most serious symptom of which is this constant high-frequency bilateral tinnitus that started in the middle of all of this. So anyone out there who says, well, you know, people in their 50s develop tinnitus, you are no longer permitted to either be my doctor or listen to Schnauzer Logic. But for the rest of you, who understand the concepts of cause and effect and the relationships between things, you will get the idea that, yes, this all happens simultaneously, and therefore, Occam's razor, it's likely that they're connected. Haven't been able to convince a doctor of this yet, but I may die trying. In any event, I have not been well enough to do anything except get through each day as best as I can, frequently losing two or three days of the week out of the week, and then using whatever remaining energy that I have left to try to generate income. And the economy has taken its toll on me as well in terms of losing clients, but that's sort of neither here nor there. I think if I felt like my health were where it should be, then I remain confident in my own abilities to find ways of earning an income. And, you know, fortunately, knock on wood, or the plate in my head, I'm not at risk of becoming homeless in, you know, the next 6 months or even the next year. So it is the fact that I can't do what I want to do. I can't move around the way I want to move around. I don't have the energy or focus. Part of it is physical, and part of it is the fact that there is a constant sound in my head all the time that distracts me and, of course, causes headaches and all kinds of other neurological side effects. So as a result, I didn't do the show, and there have been more than a few occasions where I thought to myself, I really want to do a show. I miss doing the show. I miss sitting behind the microphone. In fact, I miss being behind a microphone so much that I got my ham radio license again after having let it expire, just so that I would have a microphone to talk into and people to talk to. And I had a really interesting experience in the earlier this fall. There was a ham radio contest one weekend, and I was up on Mount Umminum, where I like to go and do a little portable operating, put up a little REI table and a little REI camp chair and my little radio and a portable power supply and a little antenna. And a fellow was driving from San Francisco out to Chicago. His daughter had just gotten married, and he was taking the truck, and she was driving the car, and he was a ham operator, and he was tuning around looking for people to talk to, and he happened to cross me. And on that particular afternoon, I had been talking to folks in Japan and Romania and the Bordeaux region of France and pretty much every state of the Union, Alaska, Hawaii, all the way back to the East Coast. And he came in at one point to say hi to me, just to let me know that he had been listening to me. And rather than having conversations of his own, he had been enjoying listening to me talk on the radio. And I said, well, that's what Schnauzer Logic is all about. So I have not done a show, even though I've missed the opportunity to be behind a mic. And I think the reason is, and I've shared this with some very close friends, including Sherry and some other folks, is I am so angry. And I am so frustrated. And I am in so much pain, physical pain, emotional pain, bordering on suicidal many times, and spiritual pain, you know, the kind of why me, God, Buddha thing that I thought, well, if I get behind the microphone, maybe that just all comes out. And it possibly is cathartic, but I'm not sure that it has entertainment value. And then I realized, you know, I've always been about truth. And even in the midst of all of this stuff, I can't help but be funny. I can't help but see the humor in these things, make the connections that what I'm experiencing is very much the tinnitus. What I'm experiencing is very much like the Kurt Vonnegut short story, Harrison Bergeron, which I highly recommend to you, about a futuristic society where everyone is equal. And they realize that they can't make all of these stupid people smart, so what they'll do is they'll make the smart people stupid. And they do this by, you know, hindering them in some way. So if you have athletic ability, they will hobble you with weights on your hands. And if you have, you know, particular capabilities, they'll find the antithesis of that, and they'll kind of saddle you with this. And Harrison Bergeron, I guess, is a smart person. So they find a way to put a sound in his ear that makes it buzz all the time, so he's constantly distracted by a noise in his head. And I have become Harrison Bergeron. And don't get any of the royalties from the Vonnegut estate. And that, my friends, is why we're doing another Schnauzer Logic. Okay, here's what the story is. So, to wrap it all up, I decided that the desire to be behind a microphone and share my life's experience again with perhaps no one was greater than the fear of alienating whoever out there might be wanting to listen. And so, here we are. And that's where we are. What we're going to do at this point, let's see, where are we at this point? We are, I should be able to tell how many minutes we are into this. Ah, yes, we're 14 minutes into this episode of Schnauzer Logic. It's a test show. You may not hear it, but I'm doing it for me. We'll play a couple of songs, come back on the other side. I don't think we'll have anybody on the phone, but who the fuck knows? And we'll take it from there. All right, you're listening to Schnauzer Logic, Robin Goldstein, and we are inviting you to please stick around. We'll be right back.
think you're a refreshing gay boy.
Schnauzer Logic.
Flushing the toilet while your spouse is in the shower.
Oh, sorry.
Schnauzer Logic.
All right, welcome back. We're 19 minutes into this test episode of Schnauzer Logic. We're running through. It's like a pre-flight thing. It's like, think of me as Sully. And this is the first flight after landing in the Hudson. That's what's going on here. We're just trying to figure out, making sure everything works, getting our sea legs back. Well, that wouldn't make any sense for an airplane pilot, but you know what I mean. All right, let's see here. We don't have him on the phone, but maybe we can punch down the button and see if this is working. Say Sonavista to Sherry Stevens. Sonavista, are you there?
Sonavista.
It works. Like a charm, it works.
Ooh, is this a sign that the podcast might be coming back?
It might be coming back. Gosh, you sound terrific. This new phone system, the Comcast, is actually working much better than that old echo Earthlink thing. So can you hear me okay on this end?
I can hear you so very clearly. This is great.
There you go. So assuming, so Sona Vista, welcome to Schnauzer Logic. Which,
well, thank you. This is just great.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It makes me excited.
there hasn't been a show since, I think it's April of 2008.
I think it's, I was even thinking it was longer, but I think we just did one show in April and then that was it.
So I did the show in April with Lisa Parade and Doug Sovereign, and I think people were supposed to come in that day and they weren't able to, so I wound up piecing it together from elements of, because I listened to it the other day, it was show 67. And I basically start off the show by saying, normally I tell you that it's going to be a great show, but I'm guessing. But this time I know it's going to be a great show because I've already finished it. And now I'm just recording the beginning at the end. It's like having breakfast for dinner. And
I like that.
I do too. And and so I think that you might have been at show 66, might have been the last show that you were at. And then I even had a plan to do a show last Christmas because I have a Christmas presets that I put together that, for I guess whatever reason, I just wasn't able to get it together at the last minute. So,
well, now we're all set.
But this seems to be working.
Awesome.
This is awesome. If do you want to share any good wishes to the Schnauzer Logic audience? Audi? What's the singular of audience?
An audience of one?
Because somebody's going to be surprised if this thing. What I probably will do, I've shared this already, is I'll finish this up, do a little short kind of thing on it today, and then actually go through the process of really uploading it to the store to make sure that everything is still working. Because I'd rather do it now than after we've done a 2-hour show and get all frustrated. So, and then once I know that it's up, I'll pull it down again. So there'll be somebody out there. It will be like, you know, when they make
a teaser.
It'll be a teaser. It'll be like when they release information about an Apple product a little bit too early, and then Apple legal
wipe it out.
Yes, they get in at the last minute. They make them take it down. So I will be my own Apple legal.
All right, that sounds great.
So,
well, I just want to say Sona Vista to everybody, and I would love to start up the podcast again, and I hope everybody else feels the same.
Well, Sean is at least on Facebook now, so we know that he is around. Parviz, did you know that Parviz is still singing with his band?
No, but I would love to go see him sometime.
So I went, because Parviz, unfortunately, has been really missing in action. Sean is missing in action in the way that Sean is frequently missing in action. And Jason is in Israel at this point, such a Jew. But
all Jews go to Israel.
Yes, exactly. And all dogs go to heaven. And Schnauzer Logic may be returning. But Parviz, I've not heard from Parviz in over 19, 20 months at this point.
Oh, my.
I got one email from him, and he basically said, don't bother me anymore. No, he didn't. But so I went looking for him. It's hard to find him anywhere. He doesn't seem to be on Facebook, and he doesn't seem to be on LinkedIn unless he is a manager of marketing of some company someplace, which I suppose he could have been, even though that we know that he went to the to become a plumber, right? But he is, there is a webpage for his band, and they're doing shows. And they're going to be doing a show, I think, in Fremont at the end of November. So maybe what we need to do is kind of show up at the show and...
And heckle them. Yep, I think that's in order.
So that would be a good thing to do. All right, here, let's see. So I'm just going to try to do the trance of coming out thing here. So actually what we should do... See, I should have given you Jason's input. That's what I should have done. I should have... let's see, where is Jason's? I never remember these things. That's why we're doing it like this. Not this.
There's a lot to be said for making people laugh.
No, wait, stop.
Did you know that's all some people have? It isn't much, but it's better than nothing in this cockeyed caravan.
Oh, here it is. Okay, it's in the songs. Open. Is it already open? No. All right, here we go. Aw, Parviz.
When the ice comes and the snow,
okay,
and it's
you probably can't hear that.
Below,
now you can
and
hear
then
this.
Then the temperature begins to fall. And they hear the moan and whine.
Can you hear this now?
Frozen water. I can. Line.
Then okay. The plumber is the man.
It only brings up stuff for me, like I never had a theme song.
The plumber is
oh.
I never had.
You never had a theme song.
I didn't have a theme song.
Well, because you were a regular.
So was Parviz.
Yeah. But Sean didn't have a theme song.
Well, okay. Well, what now the, I feel better.
I guess Jason had this, right? When the toilet.
Well, we'll have to work on that.
Yeah. Oh, do you? Were you was there one that seemed like it was really obvious for you?
I think I'm turning Japanese, or I'm sure we can come up with something.
God damn, we haven't done a show in almost 20 months, and you're pretty high maintenance. You managed to.
I haven't 20 months to think about this, man. Jewish guy in the
1988 VW van. Well, if Jason doesn't come back, you can have his. All right.
Fun.
All right. There you go. Well, that seems like enough here. So let me see. So we'll do this here, and then we'll try to find. A little, okay. All right, this will be a little out. I think, is this in or out? This must be out music. Okay. All right. Thank you for letting me test out this part of the equipment.
It was my pleasure.
And hopefully I will see you over the weekend. I think Nicole's coming over today.
Yes, she is. And I left her with the instruction to let you know that I'm available for... getting together anytime this weekend if you'd like.
Okay. We'll okay. We'll take it from there. Yeah, I saw Galami yesterday, and we need to schedule surgery. So, good times.
Woo-hoo! All right, well, we'll talk. And I'm having one on Tuesday.
You are?
I get my colonoscopy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I need to have that done too. This
yep.
Now, where are you having yours done?
Right down the street from you.
In your
actually.
Ass.
Yep. Well, that's what I hear.
Right down the
so
street. Is this somebody that's highly recommended, or?
Somebody had recommended me to this Dr. Peter Yoon.
Okay.
He's right around the corner from you, and so it's it's a pretty basic procedure. So.
Dr. Butkiss.
So there are two guys in his office. One's named Dr. Gutman.
Okay, that's good.
And what was the other one that was kind of funny? Oh, Dr. Coughlin, or Coffin.
Oh, I think I've heard about him. He's supposed to be very good, yes?
Yeah, I guess so. I just saw his name.
Okay.
So.
Well, I was given the name of by someone at Palo Alto Medical Clinic, an outside person, and I shared this with our friend Rachel. And she was like, ooh. And I thought, and I go, really? And she goes, no, he's okay, he's okay. It's like... If I give you the name of a doctor and your immediate gut response, no pun intended, is, ooh, like, we're done. Like, how can you go any further than that?
Very hard.
So I need to find somebody else. So I need to know whether this guy is any good.
Yeah, I think he's a Harvard guy.
Well, they know their ass.
And, he's Asian, so I have a funny story.
And they know their ass, too, so it's a real dynamic duo. Okay, maybe we won't put this one up on the pod, on the Apple Store. Did I cut you off? Were you going to say something?
I was going to tell you a funny story. I don't know if I want this to go on the iTunes Store, but yesterday Marisa came home from school really upset because her grades... she's not doing well in English, and she's an overachiever, and she just wanted to cry. She'd gotten her grades, and she was just really demoralized. And Nicole says, Marisa, are you going to cry? And Marisa, that was all it took. Marisa started to kind of, her voice started to kind of waver, and then Nicole goes, Marisa, stop it. Don't get Asian on us.
Great. Well, I'm happy.
Don't you get it? She goes, C's get degrees.
Great. Well, I'm glad to be employing a racist later on this afternoon. All right, my friend. Thank you so much for helping me out here.
Sorry,
and we'll
welcome.
Chat with you
Great
soon.
To hear from you.
All right, have
I'll
a good weekend.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, here we go. And we'll take a break. We'll play another tone. And we'll come back on the other side and maybe finish this bad boy up. You're listening to Schnauzer Logic. This is the test broadcast. I'm Robin Goldstein, inviting you to please stick around. I got
Spider-Man with two left feet. When he dances not to the beat, I really think that he should know that his rhythms go, go, go. I got a man with two left feet. When he dances not to the beat, I really think that he should know that his rhythms go, go, go. Does he wash up? Never wash up. Does he clean up? No, he never cleans up. Does he brush up? Never brush up. He does nothing. The boy does nothing. Does he wash up? Never wash up. Does he clean up? No, he never cleans up. Does he brush up? Never brush up. He does nothing. The boy does nothing. Hey boy, how you been? I got a thousand lines. Where do I begin? And I've been here, been there, traveling.
Forgot to turn the mic on and say welcome back. You're 33 minutes into this test episode of Schnauzer Logic, the podcast. My name is Robin Goldstein. I'm your host. I'm your buddy. I'm your pal. I'm also straight white Buddhist vegetarian lesbian fraternity boy trapped in the body of a recovering transsexual woman pad attorney with a bizarre sense of humor and a master's degree in city planning. www.schnauzerlogic.com. It's Robin at schnauzerlogic.com. The MySpace page is still there, but nobody's looking at it, so I'm not even going to give it out to you. We have a Twitter account. It is, can you guess? Can you guess? Anyone? Anyone? Bueller? Yes, it is Twitter/my Robin Schnapp. Right. Well, you got it wrong. No, it's twitter.com/schnauzerlogic. schnauzerlogic.com. I'm also over on the Facebook. It's Robin Diane Goldstein on Facebook. And if you're a listener of the show and you want to become a friend, send us a friend request and tell us that you're a listener of the show. Because I do occasionally get referrals, and I have accepted those in the past and then realized that I have effectively opted into someone's spam account. And I'm just not interested in that. But if you're a listener of the show, happy to share, because we share on the air and we're happy to share with you online as well. If you're a ham radio operator, you can follow my Twitter account there, too, since I told you I was a ham. My call sign is W6RDG. Yes, it's a vanity call for those who out there who are hams. Yes, I got my initials, W6RDG. And I have a blog at W6RDG.com, where you can see my exploits in ham radio. Having a little bit of fun there. And then also, there's a Twitter account of Twitter.com/W6RDG. Am I connected enough for someone that really... once again, 100% connectivity, 0% content. All right, so I think we've kind of pushed most of the buttons here. I still need to check most of the mics and what have you, but the important things are that the sound computer's working, and it seems to be just fine, and also that the telephone is working, and the telephone is working great. So I guess we got nothing much more to do at this point, right? And just kind of... Yeah, we'll wrap it up. That's what we'll do. All right. Okay, I like that. All right, so yes, as you can hear, Sherry would love to do a new show, and we would love to do a new show with Sherry. John DeCoven, who is back being a comedy impresario with Bujos, B-U-J-O-S, I think it's Bujos.com. I can probably look it up here on the other computer while I'm vamping for time. Let's see, Bujos. Is it B-U-J-O-S? Because when you hear Bujos, you... Let's see. Well, Bujos... Nope, that's not working. All right, well, just comedy. Let's look at Bujos comedy. No, how about John DeCoven? J-O-H-N-D... And John Bunjos. Well, of course. Well, of course. How could I? And if you go to bunjoscomedy.com, it says it can make a connection. Even better. Okay, John, your Bunjos is not working here. What the fuck is Bunjos? Is that like banjos? I should ask him. Anyhow, B-U-N-J-O-N-J-O-S. Let's see. Bunjos. I don't know. Bunjo's comedy. Not working. Maybe johndecoven.com. J-O-H-N-D-E-K-O-V-E-N.com. You know, you would think at the end of all of this that it's worth it, but I'm telling you, it's not. When all is said and done, it won't be that big a deal. Okay, Laugh-A-Lot Productions. Yes, okay, so we can go from Bunjos to Laugh-A-Lot Productions. Okay. When was the last time he updated his blog? December of 2008. I am feeling so much better. Laugh-A-Lot Productions. Okay. And Laugh-A-Lot Productions is also giving me a can't make a connection to the server. So we have now found a problem. Okay, but we can follow John on Facebook if we wanted to, I suppose. I don't know. But anyhow, John, who was very nice, said that he wanted... Oh, look at this, and here I am on John's Facebook, John DeCoven, East Bay, California, and there I am listed as one of his friends. Aww, that's very sweet. And he also has Bunjos Comedy Club listed. Bunjos. Okay, so let's give John a little plug here. Bunjos Comedy Club this Friday, that would be today, is the Pro-Am open mic, only $5 with a $4 drink and appetizer special. This Saturday is headliner Michael Slack featuring Drew Polt, Jimmy Earl, and Sam Wilkie, only $10. And Sunday is Jermar the Magician, all ages and family friendly. Good times. All right. And John has a new special lady friend, as the dude would say. So that's pretty nice, too. So John, and he wrote me an email and said, listen, he'd be willing to come on down and sit in, which would be great. So we'll try to get John. Sean, unfortunately, as I say, has been missing in action, but maybe we can get Sean at least on the phone for a couple of segments. I know that his life is also had some twists and turns along the way. And Parviz. We need Parviz. We cannot do the show for any length of time without Parviz. It is like flying without a crew. I have nothing more to say than that. All right. Anyhow, that's the end of this thing, which I'm going to say is a test show. How do you like that? When we'll actually do a real show with everybody, I don't know, but this is at least an opportunity for me to convince myself that I can sit behind the microphone and not blubber uncontrollably or spew forth all kinds of venomous hate towards all the medical professionals, those fuckers. Anyhow, I want to thank you all for listening to this show. If you managed to catch it, boy, were you the lucky one. This is the gold ticket in the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory of podcast. Until next time, I love you, Mom. I love you, Dad. I miss you both. Show up, pay attention, tell the truth, and don't be attached to the outcome. And if you happen to hear the show, send me an email. Let me know if it got out there. But otherwise, we'll be seeing you up and down the band, around the podcast universe, and on iTunes. So take care. Bye-bye.
This is over now, and you just got to deal with it.
I want you to know it's over.
It's over, Johnny. It's over.
It's over, Harvey. I'm sorry. I need to get on with my life.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
Elvis has left the building.
I'm in my vagina.